This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military on Monday fought Palestinian militants in Rafah while ordering the population to evacuate from parts of the southern Gaza city. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees said 360,000 Palestinians have fled Rafah over the past week. Around 1.3 million people were sheltering before the operation began. Israeli forces are also battling militants in northern Gaza, area where Israel had launched major operations earlier in the war. Despite the recent uptick in cross-border bombardments between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia in Lebanon, analysts say both foes may not want to escalate their conflict given the tremendous cost to both countries, Dale Gavlak reports.
The United Nations World Food Program provides aid to more than 158,000 people in Lebanon who are affected by war, but warns that should conditions worsen, it cannot supply more. Lebanese authorities say there has been more than $1.5 billion in damages so far from cross-border hostilities. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, has warned that either a diplomatic agreement or a military solution was required for Israeli residents who have fled the border region to return home in the north. Dale Gavlak, VOA News.
U.S. military assistance from a multi-billion dollar aid bill passed by Congress last month is already on the ground in Ukraine, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Monday.
I don't want to suggest that all $1 billion worth of equipment is on the battlefield, but what you will see is a steady flow week by week. It's not like we've got to wait well out into the future before stuff starts getting delivered.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials and commanders say Russian troops are locked in intense battles with Ukrainian soldiers in the embattled town of Vovchensk and are pushing ahead with a ground offensive that opened a new front to put pressure on overstretched Ukrainian forces. Moscow's renewed northeast offensive, launched late last week, is the most significant border incursion since the full-scale invasion began. By Monday, only 200 to 300 residents remained inside Vovchansk, said Kharkiv's governor, as Russian forces closed in from three sides. Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, told jurors on Monday his boss had him pay porn actor Stormy Daniels $130,000 in 2016 to stay quiet about an alleged sexual encounter. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Cohen testifying, Trump told him it would be a total disaster for the campaign if the story got out, and that Trump wasn't thinking about his wife Melania, but the election. Jurors were shown that payment from Cohen, who took out a loan to do it, and then Trump's repayment, which prosecutors say was labeled legal expenses to cover up the hush money deal. Trump challenging that after court.
They had not come close to proving fraud, or that any fraud has taken place.
Trump not directly commenting on Cohen, who's back on the witness stand Tuesday. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden is blocking a China-backed cryptocurrency mining firm from owning land near an American military nuclear base. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The order forces the divestment of property near Wyoming's Warren Air Force Base, one of three housing America's ground-based nuclear missiles. The move was made in conjunction with a little-known federal agency that investigates corporate deals for national security concerns. While the order is vague on the actual concerns, the Treasury Department notes there are issues with foreign-sourced equipment potentially capable of spying, which presents a significant national security risk. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Fire experts and officials warned on Monday an intense wildfire could reach a town in western Canada this week. There are forecasts of strong winds that have fueled the out-of-control blaze approaching Fort Nelson, British Columbia. Thousands of people have evacuated. A local official says emergency crews are preparing for a quote-unquote last stand as dozens of remaining residents are urged to leave. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.